Steven Spielberg's masterpiece, E.T. the Extraterrestrial, is one of the most beloved films ever made, and ranks number 4 all-time in box office adjusted for inflation. This weekend, the Wichita Symphony will be performing John Williams' Oscar-winning score for E.T. live, while the movie itself is being projected on a giant screen for the audience. KMUW's Fletcher Powell spoke with Jacob Rensink, a French horn player in the symphony, about what it's like to have a chance to be a part of such an important piece of movie history.
Jacob Rensink, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me, Fletcher.
So E.T. came out in 1982. I was 3 years old that summer, and I remember my mother taking me to see it at the Crest Theater here in Wichita, which isn't even here anymore. It was at Douglas and Oliver. The building's completely torn down. And she had to take me out into the lobby to calm me down because I was so upset that the scientists were being so mean to E.T. And I calmed down, went back in, and loved the movie, have loved it ever since. I tell you that far too long story for a couple of reasons. First, to say this is very important to me, so don't screw it up.
I'll do my best.
And second, I wonder if you also have just had that kind of connection with this movie that so many people do have that personal connection with.
I think for me, I was not yet born when the movie came out, but I grew up in a family with two other brothers, and we had a love of all things sci-fi. It was fascinating to us, and E.T. was, of course, in that genre. And the personal connection for, I think, my brothers and myself came not only from the genre of filmmaking that we love so much, but it was also from the children and connection with, you know, the children in the film and the fact that it's very centric toward those kids and their experiences and that kind of, even though it's brief in the film, evolution and understanding of other people as individuals.
So the symphony will be performing the score basically in sync with the movie. You as a musician have to work with time very closely. I'm curious if in this case you have to be even more conscious of timing. Or are you really even aware of what's going on in the movie while you're playing? Is it essentially like another concert to you, or is it something different?
For us, it's more or less the same. There are some instances, some other films, where you might have a click track, you might have headphones, you might have those things. But for this one, it's going to be following the conductor, watching what he's doing. It'll be projected on a screen, which I will unfortunately be behind. So for me, it's the same as any other concert, paying attention, making sure I'm with everything else. But yes, the timing is more precise. You know, you have to make certain beats, you have to hit certain story beats, make sure everything's synced up. But for all intents and purposes, it's the same as another symphony concert, although the music is, of course, fantastic.
And that's what I wondered about. The music is so iconic, and you certainly, as someone who grew up with the movie, know the movie and the music quite well. I feel that I would be both exhilarated and terrified to perform something like that. You're playing iconic music all the time, of course, in the Wichita Symphony, mm-hmm. but this, to me, feels a little different.
It is different. There's a sense of, I think for myself personally, there's a sense of urgency to get it correct, to do the score justice, and to provide that experience to the audience, because it is live, it is a projection, there's the score is, you know, in front of the conductor, there's everything there, so you have to get it right. And unfortunately, or fortunately, there's a human aspect to it, so there are going to be errors, there might be mistakes that would not be in the film that you're watching on TV if you're watching it recorded. So there's that experience, so there is a sense of urgency to get it right. And for me personally, with John Williams, anything of his in particular, because of that connection to sci-fi and that love of that music, I want to get it right. I want to make sure that everything is as correct as it can be. So I want to make sure that I am performing at the highest level, in particular for this music.
You mentioned that human element. What that does is make this a wholly unique experience, though. We're not just watching this movie again projected on a big screen. It is a unique experience being played live.
That is absolutely correct. It's always unique. It's always going to be different. Again, with the timing, you have to make sure the beats are right, but the way you're going to perform is going to be slightly different every time you do it. So this experience will be completely different from another experience that you might get in San Antonio or Albuquerque, Chicago, just to name a few. They're able to provide you a film without the score. So it's just the dialogue. It's just those things. So the sound mix is completely out of it. So we are providing that element, which is what makes it completely unique. Because we, as the Wichita Symphony, have a different take than what it might sound like with the London Symphony or the LA Philharmonic, for instance. You know, two of those big orchestras that in recent years have been doing a lot of the recording for those films. It's going to be a great experience. I'm super excited for it.